If you were to ask the casual movie lover today if they wanted to watch a silent film, their answer most likely would be no. No sound? Are you kidding me? Black and white. That's boring. The motion picture. A picture in motion. That is what a silent film is. It's pictures in motion telling a story through visuals. These films are the pioneers of the art that we now refer to today as movies. It's visual storytelling. Director Damien Chazelle brings us a behind-the-scenes look at the silent film era of Hollywood and the transition to talkies in his film Babylon. The film stars Margot Robbie, Brad Pitt, newcomer Diego Calva, with supporting turns from Liu Li, Gene Smart, Jovan Adepo, and Tobey Maguire. The film opens with Manny, played by Calva, wrangling an elephant for a party at a millionaire's mansion. Manny is an ambitious problem solver with a simple dream to be a part of something special, a movie set. Manny soon meets Nelly, who crashes into the scene, proclaims herself a star, saying, "You either are a star or you ain't." She's a free spirit with a chip on her shoulder to prove everyone wrong that she will become a star. Jack Conrad, played by Brad Pitt, is the star of the silent film era. Despite being divorced on the spot, he can always fall back on his stardom to find the next wife and the next hit film. He is the nostalgia, the one grabbing onto the limelight and having to accept that Father Time is undefeated. He recognizes the need to redefine the form of motion pictures by adding sound, but his talent for acting in silent pictures struggles to translate to the talkies, despite how hard he tries. These characters weave in and out with each other. Liu Li's Lady Fei is introduced to us with a musical introduction, and she becomes sort of the therapist for Jack Conrad. She is constantly listening to Jack vent about the business and doing favors for Jack, like making Jack's best friend, George, feel good. Lady Fei struggles with her own fame. She's boxed in with writing titles for these silent films. She also falls in love with Nelly. Lady Fei is a badass, and I think the film really shines a light on all this. These characters are really depth, but I really found Lady Fei to be fascinating. Her scenes, the way she dances, the way she seduces Nelly, the way she saves Nelly, Liu Li's just fantastic presence on screen. Then we have Sidney Palmer, the house band trumpeter, played by Jovan Adepo, plays this mansion, popular place, this popular party, everybody in the business knows everybody, and he's there just as a house band guy, trying to break it into the business. So you're seeing these characters interwoven their stories together. You're seeing the struggles, the highs and the lows of show business. The reviews for Babylon were mixed, to say the least. Tim Cogshell of the NPR Los Angeles said, "I didn't buy 1 second of it, not for 1 minute." Amy Nicholson of NPR Film Week as well, she writes, "I absolutely loved it. What Damien Chazelle does that I love is tell a story with such exaggerated, mechanical fashion, it feels truer than it's ever felt before." Leonard Maltin, on the other hand, writes, "I didn't love Babylon, but I can't condemn it either. How could I when its finale is a love letter to movies and the way they can lift our spirits? Any filmmaker who strives for that shouldn't be dismissed, even if he made us sit for over 3 hours." Richard Roper, he called Babylon self-indulgent, stomach-churning. Peter Travers, "There's about an hour of terrific movie in this love-hate look at a lurid old Hollywood. Too bad it's trapped in 3 hours of self-indulgent bloat. Even the starshine of Robbie and Pitt dissipates as Damien Chazelle rabidly bites the hand that feeds him." Even on YouTube, people were divided.
And maybe Chazelle thought that he was presenting this version of old Hollywood as a dream or perhaps even a fever dream, but to me, it was often a nightmare. I'm just going to cut it down to the quick. Less than 5 minutes into this movie, an elephant takes a big dump on somebody. And you don't just get like an impassive camera shot. You get a great POV shot of the person that's being dumped on so that you see the feces exiting the elephant. And it's wet too. It's wet and brown. And you just see the person covered in elephant poop. And then less than 5 minutes later, somebody gets peed on. And the only reason that that's not shocking is because you're still recovering from the shock of watching somebody get dumped on by an elephant just a few minutes before.
The movie is attempting to balance so much, and it may be too overstuffed for some. Regardless, this one is an experience, and it's one that I'm going to give right now, after one viewing, a 73%. Yes, I expected to like this movie more. I appreciate it more than I actually loved it, but it is one that does require more thought and probably more viewings.
So what did I think of Babylon? I thought Babylon is masterfully directed and led by a stellar cast, Oscar-worthy performances here. Babylon also contains the best score that I've heard in recent memory. It's just stuck in my head every time that I wanted to revisit this film. So I did. I went 5 times in theaters. Unfortunately, Babylon was a financial disappointment. Every time I went, there was a small audience, maybe a couple people in front or behind. And we were always laughing at certain scenes and certain moments. So I know everyone stayed for the whole duration, nobody left, and I just felt like everybody had a good time that saw the film. Babylon was shot on film and most of the effects were in camera, on set. The sets were built, massive costume design, massive production design. All of the stunts and choreography were done in camera, on set. No CGI here, except for the elephant, but hardly any CGI. Damien Chazelle choreographed this thing on an iPhone before he went into production. And it shows. I mean, the hard work that the crew, the direction, the acting, from top to bottom, Babylon is a masterclass in filmmaking. Damien Chazelle takes so many risks with this movie, and I think most of them pay off. You know, Babylon also made me want to make a silent film, and that was the most surprising thing to me. He made silent films look like a blast, and I really had a good time watching the kinoscope scene where Nelly arrives on the kinoscope lot. She's walking in, and there's just a bunch of different movies being made at the same time, and it's loud and obnoxious and over the top, and it makes you realize, like, yeah, silent films are very quiet, but apparently on the outside they were very loud. So then when talkies come into play, when sound becomes a thing in films, that kind of takes that fun away, and we get that with Nelly struggling to hit her mark, to do the right lines, or talking too loud, and they're still trying to figure out the mechanisms of the microphone. So it's fascinating how a talkie kind of took that fun away from the 20s. And a lot of these actors and actresses couldn't transition into talkies. I know people have pointed out a lot of the historical inaccuracies, but Babylon is not really meant to be this historical, factual thing. It's more to be a tribute to old Hollywood and where we're going and the art form of filmmaking, while also this wild, crazy, entertaining comedic party. And I think Chazelle pulls it off. The film was a financial flop, and unfortunately I think they had a really bad marketing campaign. You can't use a David Bowie song in the trailer and expect people to go when you're really false advertising. You're not using David Bowie songs at all. David Bowie wasn't alive in the 20s, so I don't know why they used that song. And the trailer didn't really give a strong indication of what the film was even about. You just see this wild, crazy party and rattlesnakes and such, and I just think that they failed tremendously on the marketing on here. And also word of mouth, I think critics, you know, they told people that it was too long, and they gave excuses not to go. There's too many storms, and there's, you know, for whatever reason, people didn't go. But I hope that one day Babylon will find its audience on home video. Let's get into some of the special features on here. First of all, I have to say the 4K UHD, the HDR, is just fantastic. The film was shot on film, real celluloid film, not digital, and it really pops on the 4K. Just beautiful imagery. Oh man, it's just amazing picture quality. And to back it up, you get a nice Atmos track sound mix. Now, special features, a panoramic canvas called Babylon. This kind of just go they kind of go into like the behind the scenes, how Damien Chazelle took 15 years to make this film, and it's kind of been an idea he's had for a long time. They interview some cast and crew on there, and the costumes of Babylon, the costume designers interviewed here, and the kind of, they go to Chazelle again, what he was going for the time period, but also trying to make it seem contemporary for today's audience. Scoring Babylon, Justin Hurwitz, amazing score. He goes into his inspirations from that, and it's always, you know, jazz infused, and I really appreciated that. There's some deleted scenes and extended scenes that provide, you know, more fun if you're... That's another thing, too. I'm really surprised with the editing of this film. It moves at a really fast pace. You don't really feel like it's 3 hours. The party scene in the beginning is like 30 minutes, and then you see the opening credits, or the title card, Babylon, and you're like, oh, man, we have like 2 more hours to go here, and I just feel like I went to this crazy, outrageous party, and I don't feel like any time went by. So yeah, it flies. It flies by. And I definitely recommend you guys check it out, Babylon, whether it's streaming or rental or wherever you can see it. This movie deserves to be seen. So let me know, guys. Did you guys see Babylon in theaters? Did you like it? Did you not like it? Let me know either way. totally up for some healthy conversation in the comments. And as always, this has been Return of the Disc. I'm Dan. For more Return of the Disc, visit returnofthedisc.com. Check out the audio version of today's show, available on all major podcast platforms. And be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel.